This is the Family Culture Movement. Are you working to navigate the ups and downs of your family life with intention? Do you want to cultivate an environment where your children can thrive and become functional adults? Do you look around at the constructs and norms of society and cringe thinking of how to prepare your children for this world? Do you want to define success for your family on your own terms and sometimes feel like your values are countercultural? Well, you're in the right place. The Family Culture Movement is where you'll learn how to take inventory of the narratives and social constructs shaping your family dynamics. I'm your host, Jody Chafee, and I'll help you navigate your family culture journey as I interview powerful culture leaders and discuss values and best practices for your success. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to check out the last episode of the Family Culture Movement with Catherine Jones, which was about her epiphany of understanding the relationship between being an entrepreneur and being a mother. Thank you for listening to the show. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Tamara Zentel. She is the founder, CEO of Raising a Mogul LLC, the number one parent manager platform on the planet. Parents transform into parent managers so they can help their child build an empire while positioning them to be seen, heard, and paid. She became a corporate dropout to work for her 16-year-old daughter. Welcome, Tamara. I love this whole concept, this idea of raising a young influencer, raising kids who are, you know, influencing the what was it? You said they're affecting purchasing decisions, you know, that's what an influencer is all about, and being able to build their authority. And anyway, I'm just like, wow, this is really mind blowing. And so when I was listening to you, I was just like, you know, this is awesome. And I love this idea. I wonder what some of the parents' objections or resistance, you know, it's like, if this is so successful, why doesn't everybody do this? You know what I mean? Like,
because it works.
This works, but it's scary, right? For some parents to think about putting their child out there in the social media world or fears of predators or things like that. And, or trolls, you know, and, I mean, you said in your presentation, we don't have time for these people who are frauds or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's real. That's a real concern.
Absolutely.
So like, if this is so successful, right, why isn't everybody doing it? Why aren't parents, more equipped to do this for their children?
I would say they're not specifically equipped to do this because there wasn't, and really until Raising a Mogul, there really wasn't a training platform for them. There was nowhere to get information and to better understand the processes and what needs to happen as your child enters the world of business. We've been conditioned to think that business is only for adults. We've been conditioned to think that a lot of the things that my daughter has done, even before she could drive, before she even turned 18 and could vote, was she shouldn't even been able to do until she graduated from college. You know, right. We hear from people are like, what do you hear all the time? What do you want to be when you grow up? So kids aren't even, we don't even expect them to think about their future or think about making it. Rather, we expect them to think about their future, but not the idea of making an impact now.
Yeah.
So because it's not something that we consider and we don't think about it, it's not a part of our daily conversation, we've never gotten prepared for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that brings about a lot of anxiety and worry and angst as parents, specifically with this, as you mentioned, the social media, the interwebs and the scary webs and the dark web and all the things that we find out exist, you know, with predators and all these things. But the way I was able to move on and move past that and that to no longer be an issue for me or concern for me was that I manage everything for Xander. Mm. I manage all her social platforms. So we recorded videos, we created content. She was in full creative control of the certain parts of the brand, the business. However, I was the one that had to schedule everything. I was the one that put things out, you know? So when someone messaged her or someone commented, I was the one that responded. And if there was some, if it was certain, as she got a little older, I would say she was about 13. I think 13 is when she was able to legally create a Facebook page. We created a separate Facebook page because she had started transitioning to becoming an influencer on her own, aside from the brand. So we set up a Xander A. Cunningham page separately. And then she, together, we would respond. So she would respond, but I could see all the apps on her phone were the same apps on my phone. We were both logged in. So I was able to see every conversation and everything. But specifically, most of the time, I was the one that people were communicating with. And I made that clear.
Wow, that's powerful, because I think that it's a scary thing to think, oh, I'm turning my kids over to social media. That doesn't, that's too scary. You know, it's a world that we didn't grow up navigating, and we shouldn't have to, you know, thrust that onto our kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they are able to be creative and, you know, develop their product and their services. And then we are, our job as parent managers is really to work through the kinks to make sure that it actually gets out to the people. You know, so even if your child's a YouTube influencer, you're holding the camera, you're helping them write the scripts, you're just making sure everything looks great, but they're the ones performing. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I used to be concerned, but that was before I took control of everything, you know, before I realized that I could take control of everything. Then once I had control and she had no access up until a certain age, it wasn't a concern of mine at all.
Wow. So with all of these like live things, you said she went to the events and she went to news platforms and things like that and was interviewed and did live things. How did you prepare her for that?
Ooh, when I tell you, that was a process. So before there was media and all the exciting things to increase her visibility, there were networking events. So as I said, I was really committed to making sure that she was taken seriously in the beginning, you know, because that was important to me. So, and the reason why it became important, which I want to share here, you know, with you guys, is that as we applied for vending events and artisan shows, because she's an artisan maker, you know, soap, lotion, deodorants, body butters, we would apply for curated or juried artisan shows, which all this I had to learn because this was not my thing. It was hers. So I had to learn. As one of the things we have to learn is how to. And I had a problem with that. I had a problem with the fact that she was being told no for no reason at all. She was being told no for no reason at all, just because they had never had anyone of her age, a child, apply. So I said, if I could squeeze her into as many doors as possible and get her to as possible, recognize her no matter what, I knew that that was going to position her to become it. I started registering her for startup events and.
All right. So we were talking about preparing your daughter for the live events and being confident. So continue talking about that.
Absolutely. So that confidence really came from us understanding our first two C's, really just getting really clear about her story, the brand, the mission. And once your child really understands why they're doing this, all about their product, all about the service they provide and how they're showing up in the market and why they're different, the conversation, I promise you, will get so much easier. So we practice pitches. So what we did at home with Xandra is while we were eating dinner or while we were cooking dinner or driving to a school, I asked her questions. We actually role played. Hey, hi, how are you? What's your name? And she would have to tell me and then also follow it up with her brand. And she was the CEO of whatever. So we just did that until she got comfortable, to the point where it probably took until she was about 13 to where we could show up at an event together and I could be on one room and just on one end of the room and she could be on the other and I'd not feel like...
That's awesome. I love that so much. Cause I think, you know, people, we want that. Have you ever talked to a kid that can't talk to adults? It's really like scary. You're going, when is this kid going to figure this out? But you know, when you have this as like their motivation and it's part of their identity, they have so much more confidence.
Absolutely.
That is so empowering to you know, raise your children with that kind of self-assurance.
Absolutely. And that's why it's super important that you make sure that whatever you're building the business around comes from their desire, their dream, their gift, their talent, because those things they can talk about effortlessly, you know, but if it's something that we're superimposing on them, they're going to have difficulty with it.
That is so cool. That's so cool. Thank you so much, Tamara. This has been awesome talking to you.
Thank you.
I'm so inspired by you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
glad you were able to tune in for this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Don't miss the next episode with Kate and Val Favstoff, where we talk about how to avoid decision fatigue with your children. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Help more people find the show. Download this episode, subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave a review. For more tools for shaping your intentional family culture, be sure to sign up for your free membership of the Family Success Toolbox at homeandfamilyculture.com. Until next time, remember to set your intentions for your family culture and lead your family toward your vision of success.